Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This.
Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. Connor Happer in. Mike Schaefer will be here shortly. Good morning, Happer.
Hello.
Today, Sip has labeled for this show and I guess the world as Alabama Appreciation Day. I did not want to participate, and I don't think you do either.
Just don't then.
Happer, why do you say that? Did you see what Alabama did to Georgia?
Oh, yes, I did.
41-24.
Uh-huh.
Bryce Young basically won the Heisman. You saw an incredible receiver in Jameson Williams. You see number 31. What's his last name? Will Anderson?
Yeah.
Number 31 for Alabama. Has 32 tackles for loss. They show up after getting scared by Auburn and just put it to Kirby. And Kirby just stands over there looking like he's thoroughly confused.
Yes.
What do you appreciate about Alabama
as a program? Yeah, let's see what this answer is.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Well,
what do you appreciate, Happer?
As of right now,
start the sentence with, I appreciate... ..
That's tough. I
appreciate.
I don't appreciate that they ruined the college football playoff.
Yes, thank you.
Again.
It's terrible.
It's just a bad take, Happer.
It's not fun. It's not fun for me. I don't
super
think it's
fun.
No, it's not fun.
They're UConn women's basketball, man.
It's super fun.
So even in the year where it's disheartening, right? Because so even in the year in I didn't think they were really special this year. I don't think Bryce Young has really been special this year, with the exception of obviously that game against Georgia. I mean, if they would have played the same game they played against Auburn, they lose by 3 touchdowns, but they don't. So
they
came back strong. They win the SEC, and now guess what? They're going to win the national championship, and that's really disheartening in a year where it feels like everybody else had a chance. And now it doesn't exactly feel that way anymore.
Well, now, hold on, though. The college football playoff is not – I mean, I would say this. I would feel more like you guys do about college football if Clemson, Ohio State, and Oklahoma, if two of those were in it. They're not. It's new. It's a fresh four.
Well, I just – look at what happened to those other teams. I mean, Clemson was down – this year, mm-hmm. and I thought Alabama was on that kind of similar track. Now, they weren't as bad as Clemson.
You give Saban a lot of credit because he managed his potholes really well.
Yes. I mean, obviously. Okay, there's my appreciation. He's a historically great college football coach, and he's the best coach that we have right now.
He's the best coach of all time by a long ways.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
To say I appreciate that.
I do. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do not appreciate that they're in the college football playoff.
They've ruined it all again.
They haven't ruined anything.
They've ruined it.
They haven't ruined anything.
And I don't appreciate the committee, you know, just basically, I watched a show starting at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and it was like a foregone conclusion. It was like, really? We're not even going to consider taking Georgia out, the team that lost to them?
No, the one loss. No.
We're not. They're playing the toughest conference. That's not even up for consideration.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Notre Dame lost a game too, and I'm not here pining for Notre Dame.
Yeah,
to get
you
into
can't
the playoff.
Pine Notre Dame over Georgia,
they lost Cincinnati,
or that Georgia would have dropped the 4, so we get Alabama Georgia semifinal.
Now that I would understand a little bit, but Georgia, I mean, and Georgia didn't play a tough schedule. That was not a tough schedule,
no.
But I mean, they went through the SEC schedule. It is still the SEC schedule. Okay, unscathed. It is different.
Yeah.
You're right, but then Nick just put it to him.
He did. He's a very, very good coach.
Okay, so
he's the best ever, and it's not close.
Georgia is a 7.5 point favorite as of right now against Michigan. Do you believe they will win that game?
I've already put a bet in on the Michigan Wolverines
to cover
to win
to win. The playoff to win that game?
You can sprinkle on them to win the playoff, Michigan to win the game.
Yeah. They're going to have to move it against that Georgia front four, front seven. And that's what I don't know if they can move it enough.
Yeah. My worry, and we talked about this a little bit on Friday, the worry was for Georgia is they're going to have to play offense at some point, right?
Yeah, and they have Stetson Bennett at the end of the day.
Yeah, he's
done. And Neuheisel's been saying all year they're not going to win when it gets down to these type of games. They're not going to win with Stetson Bennett.
He's not quite as bad as some of the other game managers you see.
Yeah, he's all right.
I mean, he's got great, great weapons around him and a good run game and stuff like that. But they're gonna have to be a functional offense at some point, and they're gonna have to ask the quarterback to make plays for him. And we saw it in that game; they couldn't keep up.
He made a few to Brock Bowers, that tight end, that freshman tight end. Schaefer probably knows who he is. Fedoni's ranked ahead of Brock Bowers. Was ranked ahead of Brock Bowers in that class, which tells me Fedoni must be incredibly good.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Michael.
Brock Bowers is incredible.
Mike Schaefer's here.
How are we doing?
Good.
I had that whole moment where you don't know where your keys are.
Oh, yeah.
And that lasted for about 9 minutes.
That's an awesome feeling.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling.
Yeah, well, it's more worse at this time because we're in the process of packing up our house.
Yeah.
So nothing is remotely in its, like, current spot.
So it could be anywhere.
Yeah. It could be under, like, this pile of beer signs that got taken down yesterday. It could be under all of these documents that still need to be filled out to complete our obligation of stuff. It could be anywhere. Turned out it was under the pile of documents.
SIP has labeled today as Alabama Appreciation Day. Are you celebrating this at all or not?
Can you say a sentence, I appreciate this about Alabama?
I will say this for Alabama. I am much more interested in watching them play in recent years because of the changes Nick Saban was willing to make with his offense than, like, for instance, the year they beat LSU 21-0. In the rematch game, because they just have more fun offense to watch.
See,
I mean, Bryce Young is fun to watch. Like, they have all of these players. It's fun to see that come together. I will also say it is somewhat annoying that Georgia anointed king for the entirety of the year. First real team they face when you look at their schedule, and they wilted really hard.
They did.
So it gets really easy for me to tune out everyone that tells me that Cincinnati is going to look poor against Alabama, because I just watched the number one team in the country, by everyone's estimation, look really poor against Alabama.
That was appreciation. Thank you, Mike. That was Alabama appreciation.
So what do we think about Alabama-Cincinnati, Sipple?
Well, I know what I hope.
Blowout?
I don't know. It's a little concerning. Okay. I don't think Alabama's great. I don't think that's a great Alabama team.
Right, and that's why I'm so frustrated.
And they're playing without John Metchie against Cincinnati.
Right.
Which is, when he went down, you knew right away that was bad.
Okay.
He just basically turned to go in, and then he just dropped.
Right.
But you just knew that.
So he's got a knee injury. John Metchie's out. They're not loaded on offense. Their running backs, Robinson and Sanders, are okay. They're okay. They have Jameson Williams, who's a grade-A freak. But they're not loaded. They're not loaded up like – yeah, they're not loaded up like usual. So I'm concerned a little bit about that.
Would you be surprised if Cincy hangs in that fourth quarter?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. And I'll be nervous. I mean, I want Alabama to wallop them. I want to see a whooping.
Is that you saying you want group of five never be seen again?
It gets annoying. That part's annoying to me. It's a little annoying.
You're annoyed by group of five making the playoff?
I like blue bloods. I've told you this for years. I like blue bloods, and I like just things that make sense.
But if Alabama and Cincinnati results in roughly the same game that Alabama-Georgia does, isn't the argument that Cincinnati belonged all along?
In a roundabout way, maybe.
But Georgia did nothing to be where they were at. They started in the top five. They won a bunch of games. They didn't beat anyone particularly
great. Well, they
beat
Clemson. Clemson's down.
They didn't play a single offense in the top 50, and then lo and behold, when they did, they got smoked.
Yeah.
So you know, like I
hear you. I get what you're saying. I understand.
I just want people to acknowledge that if Cincinnati loses in roughly the same fashion Georgia does, it doesn't mean that a Group of Five team didn't belong.
Well, hopefully it's a bigger whooping than that then.
Can you believe this guy? Can you believe him?
I can. I've met him before.
Yeah. I like Blue Bloods. That's what I lean toward. I like Alabama a lot.
I just don't think you can be annoyed about Group of Fives making the playoff when it just happened for the very first time on Sunday.
And it hasn't been conversation around it.
It's a conversation all the time.
They've gone undefeated for 2 years. They've only lost
the same competition. That's the thing.
They've done exactly what they is what has been asked of.
Absolutely.
Them.
And they went to Notre Dame and won.
Yeah, they had a big
that
win.
Was good.
They got a massive win.
They've only lost like twice over the last 3 years. Yeah. And they're good. One of them still Ohio State.
Their last loss was to Georgia.
Yeah, I don't
in a game they should have won.
Right. Hey, I'm saying I think it's a scary game. I think Alabama Cincinnati's scary for Alabama. I mean, if Alabama doesn't show up like they didn't really show up against Auburn, that it'll be they're not. The reason I appreciate this Alabama team and Saban in particular is because of what he's gotten out of it. They're the number one seed with that team. That's a beautiful coaching job. That's an amazing coaching job by the best ever, right?
I mean, they do have the best talent still.
Yeah. I mean, again, though, they're not loaded up like usual.
Not to Alabama standards, no. Right. But compared to everybody else. Yeah, I think
it's been shaking my head the whole day over here. Shaking my head.
Well, Alabama Appreciation Day is almost over, and I won't do it again until they win the national title.
It's actually over right now.
Because their show is not going to happen.
When they win the national title again, we'll have it again.
I'm not participating in that.
How many will that be for Nick?
I don't know.
Yeah, because you've lost count.
It's like he's your friend. Nick? Come on, Nick.
How many you want?
Seven.
How many is that, Nick?
It's time for the 2-Minute Drill.
Hot round! Red seven! Red seven! Hot round! Now! Step! Hut!
Bills and Patriots tonight on Monday Night Football. A big one.
Big.
What are you guys leaning to on this?
What do you got? Where's your money going?
Bills, Patriots.
Oh, you haven't done it.
The Bills were 2-point favorites.
Come on, you guys are the NFL guys.
The Bills are favorites?
I think they are.
I think I had a pretty good weekend in terms of picks, which included taking the Lions.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Schaefer.
Did you? Really? Did
Lions
you?
On the money line, baby.
Yeah, I think I have.
I did not bring it up, by the way.
Lions on the money line.
I think I have Buffalo tonight.
Let's say the Patriots. I'm not convinced at all, though.
Rico
zero
is
conviction.
Across the glass in the Patriots shirt. Bills win tonight.
That's a cool
Rico.
Shirt.
Bills are going to win. Happen Schaefer.
Simple.
Next.
What about you? Yeah. You're you like order Patriots, right?
Yeah, I'll take the Patriots. Okay. I like Belichick.
On that note, Happen Schaefer is next for Steve Simple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.